Well, now, the Archbishop is going to speak to you this morning. It's the CMA appeal, Catholic Ministries appeal. So I'll go over and sit down, and we'll listen to a brief address from our Archbishop.
This is Archbishop Dennis Schnurr. Jesus tells us, as members of his body, to feed the hungry. In our archdiocese, we do as he tells us, by putting food on the table for families endangered by poverty and unemployment. We feed the spiritual hungers of Catholics by supporting the formation of priests, deacons, and lay ministers, and by sending campus ministers to our universities. Jesus tells us to visit the imprisoned and heal the sick. We support pastoral care in our prisons and hospitals, and healing education for those with communications disabilities. We also care for the needs of our retired priests. Jesus tells us to welcome the stranger. We welcome refugees torn from their homeland by war and religious persecution. We assist women with crisis pregnancies, provide adoption support services to children and their families, and care for the elderly who are lonely. We can do none of these by ourselves as individuals or as parishes. That is why God calls us together into communion with the Lord. Alone, we are just ordinary water. In Christ, we are transformed into a wine of hope and resurrection, poured out and shared in abundance. One way we do this is through the annual Catholic Ministries Appeal, which supports six vital ministries in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. These ministries include Catholic Charities and Catholic Social Services, campus, hospital, and prison ministries, our seminary and vocation programs, St. Rita School for the Deaf, retired archdiocesan priests, and new evangelization programs. Through the Catholic Ministries Appeal, we do much more than simply pledge financial support. We actually participate in these ministries. In closing, I realize that some may find it difficult to support the Catholic Ministries Appeal in light of the abuse crisis that surfaced again in the past months. First and foremost, the abuse of young people is morally reprehensible and cannot be tolerated anywhere by anyone. From the depths of my heart, I am sorry for the terrible pain and suffering experienced by victims of abuse. No mere words can diminish the damage done. Concrete actions must be taken to rebuild trust. The Archdiocese of Cincinnati is unequivocally committed to the protection of all people, children and adults. If you suspect abuse on the part of any agent of the Archdiocese, please report it to the appropriate civil authorities. If you see something, please say something. In all of this, some may be feeling that Jesus has forsaken the church. This is not true. Jesus established his church on earth and promised to never leave us. Unfortunately, however, some members of the church, including clergy, have forsaken Christ and their call to be disciples. I hope and pray that you will truly see Christ's presence in all the work of the CMA ministries. As we begin this year's Catholic Ministries Appeal, I invite you to consider your response prayerfully. Remember the gifts you have been given, and how much we can do with the ordinary water of our lives when we do as Jesus tells us. May God strengthen and bless us all as we glorify God and serve Christ through the Catholic Ministries Appeal.